So we back here for another edition of F Your Mother. This episode, like I told y'all a couple days ago, talk about Dr. Dre's wife trying to get half his bread. Talk about Tory Lanez denying shooting Meg Thee Stallion in the fucking foot. Bitch lying and shit, right? This will probably be a real quick episode because, I don't know. It might just be. Or I might split it up in two segments. But I guess let's get into it. Dr. Dre, the motherfucking DRE from the CPT, right? His wife is claiming irreconcilable differences. At least at first, that's what she said. But now, as of late, right, it's September 28th. And as of last week, she came back out to say that the reason that she was divorcing Dr. Dre is because there is a long-standing history of domestic violence. Which she might actually have a valid case, right? This is the same nigga that choked out Dee Barnes. This is the same nigga that shot a gun by Michelle's head. For those who don't know who Michelle is, right? Former first lady of Death Row Records. Ex-wife to Shug and Dr. Dre. Or let me take that back. I don't think she was ever married to Dre. But she got kids by Shug and Dr. Dre. Right? Scandalous bitch. The bitch Tupac was talking about. But in any event, Dr. Dre does have a track record of beating up on hoes, so there might be some validity to that. However, bitch is asking Nicole Young, right, his former wife, is asking for $2.5 million in spousal support. Now, like I said in a previous episode, if a man of means is married to a woman for a substantial amount of time, I don't believe she should get half. But I do think she should get a send-off package, right? With the exception if she cheat. Bitch cheat on me, I'ma fight you. So maybe that's what's going on. Maybe she cheated and Dr. Dre don't want to expose her. He just want to, like, be done with her because she wants to leave him for another dick. Who knows? But if a woman don't cheat on you, you have kids by her. She raises your kids successfully. Because a lot of bitches be raising losers. Or motherfucking drug heads. And that falls back as a bad reflection on the father. But if she does everything, you know what I'm saying, on the up and up, right? She holds you down. She don't cheat. Like I said, I don't believe she should get half. Because, like, she wasn't in the motherfucking studio making them beats. But she might be the reason why this nigga was taking 8 years to make an album. You know, they say Dre make an album every 9 years and shit. Every decade. Dre might be the most... Dre is the best producer of all time, but he is also the most lazy. Actually, now let me take that back. He's one of the best. Quincy Jones, let's not get it fucked up. Composed some of Michael Jackson's greatest hits. But then there's Dre, then there's Swiss Beats, Timberland. I will say he is in my top five producers. Why he's not at the top of the list, though. I like producers with the of the likes of Clark Kent, DJ Preem. For those who don't know, that's, you know, since DJ Premier, Swiss Beats. I think I said Timberland, but if I didn't, Timberland, Knife Wonder, Just Blaze, you know what I'm saying? So, and Daz Dillinger, let's not get it fucked up. Daz Dillinger and DJ Quick. I think Daz Dillinger be honorary sixth man, DJ Quick probably be the fifth nigga. So maybe it's not a top five, like more like a top six or some shit like that. But in any event, she didn't help the nigga make a track, but she might be the reason for him prolonging albums and songs, right? Pussy has a tendency to do that. But in any event, because he was faithfully married to her, or at least married to her for 25, 24 years, I wouldn't give her half. I would write the bitch a cool $30 or $50 million check. Now, I know it's a lot of tight-ass, cheap motherfuckers out there, simp-ass niggas talking about, oh, you simping, I wouldn't get a bitch shit. You gotta give her something, right? 25 years is a quarter of a century. And now you look at it, she's 54, right? So she was with Dre at the prime of her years, right? She was a hot bitch when she got Dre. I think she might have been like, what, late 20s, 20, 29? While that's almost 30, that's still relatively prime, right? She could have did something with those years. Now she's 54 years old. She's a few years off from being 60, right? Senior citizen. So that has to count for something. I think money makes up for that. Because you might not be like heavy in the dating market like that, right? Let's not get it fucked up. As women age, the dating gene pool or dating pool gets smaller. And at 60, I don't know, no young, vital, youthful niggas checking for 60-year-old bitches. I don't care how good they look. Jada Pinkett mom's looking good, but you ain't got a line of niggas trying to line up with that bitch. Oprah Winfrey is 67, but you don't have a line around a building trying to track her down. I haven't heard of Oprah Winfrey having one stalker. And that bitch is a billionaire. So I think now that a woman's in her older age, you gotta like kind of make them whole again. And bitches love to shop till they drop, right? So I think if he wrote her a cool $50 million check, that's enough for her to go parlay the rest of her whatever years she got left. Travel the world. Fuck some other motherfucker, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Maybe she'll get an old billionaire dick. Somebody with means to want to fuck her. I mean, shit, if I ran into Dr. Dre, bitch, I'd be trying to fuck just because she gonna have that bread, right? I'm trying to come the fuck up, right? And older women support you. If you treat them right and fuck them well. It'd be the young bitches trying to use you for your bread and, you know what I'm saying, skate off with somebody else in the sunset. Older chicks, they just want a little bit of companionship, some hard dick, and a good time, especially at 54. So I think that's what he should do. I don't think he needs to fight this out, but the fact that she wants to leave him, you know what I'm saying? Dre has always struck me as a nigga that was a simp anyways, right? So, he's probably salty that she want to leave him. You know what I'm saying? Who knows? He probably wasn't fucking her well. His dick was broke. That's what happens when you get in your 50s. Your dick break on you. I don't know, though. Dre been in shape. Nigga buff and shit. So, probably wasn't that. But who knows, man? Maybe Tupac was right. Maybe there's some skeletons in his closet, right? We know Tupac, before he died, did California Love Part Motherfucking 2 without gay-ass Dre. So, maybe he just... she found out that he was watching gay porn or some shit like that. Who knows, right? In any event, she wants to skedaddle, and I think he should let her go. You know what I'm saying? But some niggas be stubborn. Some niggas that have money, bitch don't want them no more. And instead of just writing a bitch a check and dipping, they want to fight the bitch, right? That's typically the reason in the black community niggas be simps and shit. They be trying to fraud like they players, but they be simp-ass niggas. I mean, I wouldn't know firsthand, right? I don't spite no bitch. If you want to leave me, you can come or you can go. It doesn't matter. I don't want to hold nothing that doesn't want to be held, right? If a chick want to leave me, go ahead. Like, I don't want to hold you back, right? I've never been the type of nigga to beg and plead and, you know what I'm saying, stalk a bitch, right? It ain't that serious. I can only imagine if I had millions of dollars, how it would be. If I had $800 million, I would let her go. Shit, she would have left the first night. I'd have probably bought her a house. I'm not giving her the house I'm in, right? Bitch, you can't stay in the $14 million house we got. I think the house is $14 million. Or maybe that's Tracy Morgan. But in any event, I'd write her a check, get her out of my head, right? Because think about it. If you write her $50 million, if you're worth $800 and some change, you still relatively got almost $800 million. Plus, he still has the residuals from the Beats by Dre. He didn't entirely sell it over. He got royalty checks coming in from the Chronic. Because I'm pretty sure he bought the rights back to his music. Even though Hasbro acquired Death Row, I think Dr. Dre probably, if he's a smart man, and I think he is, he probably figured out a way to buy back his masters and Snoop's. Like, I don't get it fucked up. I don't put it past Dr. Dre and not owning Snoop Dogg's masters. I don't think Hasbro just owns the shit outright. I could be wrong, though. But if he hasn't done that, he need to divorce his bitch, write her a check, and focus on his attentions on acquiring Death Row since Suge Knight fucked it up, right? That way we can get some re-releases. And at least, I don't know, get some more projects from this nigga, man. I ain't gonna front. At pushing 60, I still would listen to a Dr. Dre produced record. Because I like that G-Funk sound, right? But that's just my thoughts, ideals, and opinions on that. If you disagree with what I'm saying, just remember, Dr. Dre is the same nigga that said, "A dead bitch can't tell a nigga shit." Yo, so I'm back for the second segment. This half probably gonna be a little more brief. I'm talking about Tory Lanez comes out saying that denying that he shot Meg Thee Stallion. I seen the pictures. It didn't look like a gunshot to the bitch foot. It looked like shrapnel. So maybe he shot a bottle that was in the car. Shit ricocheted, sliced off some of this bitch heel. In any event, she's back to walking, right? So I don't think it was a gunshot. In any event, Tory Lanez come out saying that he did not shoot her. Rick Ross's fat ass is standing up for women, right? Talking about we need to protect black women. And I think Tory Lanez responded back like his fat ass didn't even come down to the protest down in his own home state of Florida. Which Tory Lanez claims he was out there protesting for 9 days. Now, y'all that listen to me, y'all know I don't give a fuck about protesting, and that shit never got shit accomplished. So Tory Lanez don't really get no points for that shit. However, protesting exhibits a certain level of showmanship, right? If you're willing to get out there and protest and risk your neck, you're more likely to fight if a civil conflict pops off. However, Rick Ross didn't even get his fat ass out there. Probably because, like I said, protesting doesn't really accomplish anything. But he should be the last motherfucker to say something about a motherfucker that was out there showing a level of showmanship, right? But that's not what this episode is about. Tory Lanez released his album last week called Daystar. I think they said it got about 17 tracks on it, where he dissed niggas, J.R. Smith, a slew full of no-name rappers. I think Asia Doll or Cash Doll or whatever was one of these nut-ass hoes that rap, right? Third-rate rappers. Threw some mud over at Bun B, right? Bun B was talking about Tory Lanez, you need to protect black women, and what the fuck is Bun B doing besides being a professor at a college, my nigga? Shut the fuck up. Plus, everybody that follows me knows my stance on protecting black women. The only motherfuckers that need to protect black women are the men that are involved with the black women and their family members. And maybe their friends. Like I said, I'm not protecting no stranger bitch unless it's extenuating situations, right? Now, if I walked by and I saw a white motherfucker beating up on a black woman, I'd probably break that shit up. That's not to say that the black woman didn't deserve it, right? A lot of people get it fucked up, like women don't deserve to get their ass kicked, and there's a lot of reasons. However, it just looks bad on the eye, and I wouldn't like to see that shit going down. I'd probably break it up. I'm not gonna fight the nigga, but I will probably break the shit up, because one, it's unnecessary, and two, unless a bitch is putting her hands on you, I don't think you should be beating on her. Now, if a black woman put her hands on a white nigga and he beating her up because of it, and I see it, well, he's already got some hits off, so I'm probably, like I said, break it up, because whatever she did do, if she put her hands on you, you got some payback, right? Especially if you don't hit the bitch more than 5 times, it's over. Let it go. So I probably intercede and break the shit up. I'm not gonna, like, fight the nigga, because once again, I don't know a stranger bitch. I don't know what exactly you did, and you could be the cause of your own ass whooping. But at the very least, I would break it up. Other than that, I don't feel the need for black women to put the onus on every black man. Because one, a lot of these motherfuckers are not worthy of protection. Which I can't stress enough. And I wish a lot of them would get that through their head. Like, a lot of black women think that they deserve protection from black men just because you're black. No, you have to actually be worthy. Niggas don't get pussy unless they worthy, even if they lie. Right? When a nigga lies to get pussy, he is given the illusion that he is worthy. Now, it ain't my fault that a bitch can't decipher that he's not. However, as a man, I can quickly decipher if you're worthy of protection. So I'm not fucking rescuing every black woman. Because I ain't no captain save them all day. And white men do not protect all white women. You will never see a white man of means, of power, of money protecting Honey Boo Boo's mom. Or any white bitch in the trailers. Right? If you in a trailer park, you on your fucking own. Right? So, there's that. So, but I think Tory Lanez was fucking her. I don't think he should have fired off a gun, period. But he did, and, you know, everybody got something to say, including Rick Ross, Bun B, J.R. Smith, and all these other motherfuckers. He's released the album. I haven't listened to it. Like I said, I like a couple of Tory Lanez records, but I'm not a huge fan of current music. So I'm probably not going to listen to Daystar. But all I know is he's defending himself. But who knows, though? Like I said in the previous episode, when I did the episode about him shooting Meg Thee Stallion, he is a Caribbean nigga, and Caribbean niggas, from my experience, more often than not be doing bitch shit to women. They be hitting them, beating them, cheating on them, abusing them. Not all Caribbean niggas, but a good large portion of them. So who knows? He could be lying. In any event, I think Rick Ross need to mind his motherfucking business, right? But then that's just me. Anyways, like I told y'all, it was gonna be a short episode segment. That's just how I feel about it. If you disagree, F your mother.